Hi everyone.
Hello.
That's becoming harder to get on for me every time I fight with it.
Hello.
Sorry. I'll be back in just one second if people wait for me. Are you getting a back? I'll be back.
Can everyone hear me okay?
I can.
I can.
Everything froze for a second, but it's good now. Hey, Stu.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You in Tucson right now?
Back in Ohio, I actually had to come back for my mother-in-law's not doing so hot, so I've got a little procedure tomorrow. So,
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
yeah,
I was looking
that's
at your
okay.
hat. Yeah,
Okay, yeah.
a question. Is everyone hearing that echo? Is someone
No.
on twice? Maybe I'm on twice.
No
I
echo
think
here.
usually you.
I had it on twice myself. Is it gone or do you still hear an echo?
Yeah, I
No, I
see you
hear it.
twice there, Desiree. I see your name twice.
I'm not sure how to get off and stay on, so let me see. Is that any better?
I'm not hearing
Can
an
you still hear the
echo.
echo?
I'm
I
not
don't
hearing
hear an
it.
echo. All right. Well, if we're all here, I'm hearing it still. Desiree, can you get rid of one of my screens?
Not sure. I can like kick you out. Hide. Well, I don't want to do that. I'm not sure if I can do that. But it's muted, so I would think you wouldn't be able to. It might be, are you on like your phone and your computer or something like that?
No, my phone's not on. I mean, it's not connected. Well, I want to get started. So, and if no one else can do the echo, I'll just have to live with it. Let's go ahead and start the recording.
It started.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Thursday, June 25th, 2026, Tucson Pima County Historical Commission Plans Review Subcommittee meeting, call to order at 1:04 p.m. I'll do roll call, and I am present, Terry Majewski, Andrew Christopher,
Here.
Blake Houghton, and Savannah McDonald.
Yeah.
Thank you. Item two is re review and approval of the 6/11/2026 legal action report slash minutes. Could I have a motion to approve as submitted, please?
I moved.
Thank you. Savannah, will you second?
I will second.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? If not, I'll vote aye. Andrew?
Aye.
Savannah?
Aye.
Thank you. They passed unanimously. Item three, summary of public comments. Do we have anything, Desiree, for you to share with us?
I did not receive any. Michael, did you receive any?
I did not receive any.
Okay. Thank you. Item four, it's historic preservation zone review cases. Case 4A is SD 1125/TCRES 0925-04525 at 424 East 16th Street. Michael, you are the state of contact. Would you like to give us some background, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. We provided a staff summary to you, which I believe you all have had a chance to take a look at it. So I'll just quickly go over very briefly, unless you want me to share my screen, but I believe you have it. So this project was completed by an owner before the person who owns the property now. So the demolition of the contributing property was already done. At this point in time, the project before you is converting the garage into a studio. This demolition of the contributing property, we believe it occurred between 2022 and 2025. And so the existing studio is an enlarged footprint of the original garage. And at this point in time, we look at this very case at the same plans that you looked at were presented to Avery Park on its meeting of May 12, 2026. Avery Park recommended approval of the plans with the following condition, noting that the board does not approve of demolishing contributing structures without due process, and that because the new studio building, it's a complete reconstruction, it should not be considered as a contributing structure. Further, that the flat panel door is to be replaced with a raised panel door, like the one proposed in the elevation. The staff findings for this case, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee. The historic preservation staff finds that the studio, as it exists today, generally conforms to the applicable preservation standards in terms of compatibility with the existing resident, the development zone, and the historic preservation zone. The loss of the contributing historic building is regrettable. However, it is noted that the current owner did not conduct the work that led to the loss of the that led to the loss and is attempting to seek proper approval by going through the review process which is before you today. Given that fact, as well as the location of the subject property at the rear of the lot, it is of secondary significant as an accessory building. Historic preservation staff is generally in support of a recommendation of approval for the project, subject to the conditions you may impose today, the ones imposed by Amory Park, including the addition of a window and a door material as noted on the plan. We have provided some exhibit to you which shows the development of this property in 2021 and 2025, which is attached to this. And the staff finding, which we insist is on the standards, which we talk about minimal exterior changes. And we put that in the blue, which says exterior alteration are significant, to be significant enough to render a loss of a contributing status. Corrugated metal siding was replaced with stucco, and the open carport was filled in. Alterations, however, are compatible with existing residents, the development zone, and the HPZ. That is where we pull our conclusion. Today, we are asking from the board a recommendation for approval, a denial, or you may continue the case. I am available, or the is available to answer any question that you may have for staff before we proceed with the review.
And I just want to add,
Hey, commissioners, do you have any questions? Oh, go ahead,
I
Debbie.
want to just clarify something.
Go
The
ahead.
so the building, we don't actually know if the building was demolished. It was altered, heavily altered, but there's no evidence that it was completely demolished. So I just wanted to clarify that. The Armory Park folks think that it was, and that's why they said that in their recommendations. But looking at the imagery, it has the same footprint, the same roof. That style and size. So just wanted to let you all know that. And that's why we included those photos.
Great, thank you. Who is here to present on this case?
You, Paul, is here.
Yeah, I'm here actually, and so is the client. I'm having a difficult time with some of the people talking at the, but please go ahead.
Michael, are you able to give them share
Oh, I thought you were driving this.
Desiree, I couldn't hear what you just said.
No, she was talking to me. I'm trying to make you co-host, Paul.
Okay.
You can share your screen.
Paul, can you tell me what your affiliation is, please?
Okay, I'm the architect on the project. I was brought in by the client because what we thought the issue was is there were no permits for the actual building. So I was hired to create a set of construction documents as built and submit to the city, which was completed. And to my knowledge, it has been approved, other than it was deferred to the historic department, and we are going through that process. We've gone through Armory Park. I think we already talked about that, but that's been approved. And now we're here trying to get approval for this portion of the project. How else can I
Okay, and I
help you?
mean, what? No, that's fine. I just need to know you're the applicant for the owner, and what is your company that you work for? It's for the minutes, it's so that I have the accurate representation. Like, do you work for a company, or do you work on your own, or?
The company is Desert Home Drafting, and I do work for a company. I am the owner of that company.
Desert Home Drafting. That's all I need. That's all I know. Desert Home Drafting. Okay. The owner's there with you, and the owner's name.
I'm here too. I'm Stuart Raffalo. I'm the owner.
Are people hearing me or not hearing me?
I can hear you, but it's cutting out.
Yeah, same here. I hear you, but it's every other word's cutting out, so very hard to understand.
I hear everyone
That's
clearly, except for
all
you
I
too.
need to know. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Paul. Go ahead, deal with what's going on. So I'm doing my best.
So I'm not sure what you're asking me to do because I didn't hear
You are
it.
the co-host, so you can share your screen.
Can I share my screen? Well, that's asking a lot. I'm not very familiar with this.
Yeah, I can also share, Paul, if you prefer. That's
If
fine.
you would, because I'm not that familiar
Okay.
with the
Okay,
software. So.
Michael, you'll have to, or you're going to have to give me permission. I'm having some technical issues today. So, Michael, you'll just have to give me permission to share my screen, or you can share the plans.
You got permission to.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so you could just tell me how you want to navigate through the presentation.
Yeah, I think we just go page by page. So, on this page, what we're indicating is the location of this particular project. So it's on the corner of 16th and Bean Avenue. That's the existing residence. If you look at that photo on the south or the lower part of it, you can see this is that's perfect. You can see we're pointing out where the actual studio is placed, in relation to the existing residence. So it's on the southeast section behind the existing residence. I think it had been mentioned that is where the original carport for the residence was located. We got the impression, I believe, from speaking with Armory Park that the and step in here, Stu, if you can, that the original carport was actually removed, and this is at all new construction. This is in the same location, but it's all new construction.
That's correct too. I did a neighbor was able to share a photograph of the like a slab that was poured, and it looked like during the time of this there was just one or two pictures, but you could see there was definitely no structure left in the photograph that he shared with me. I don't actually have that, but that was Gary Cauto shared that photo with me, and yeah, it did look appear that there was definitely they mostly started from scratch. It didn't look like there was any way to use the existing structure based on that photograph.
Okay, so that is the placement of the building. If can we go to the next page? Okay, so because it is an as-built situation, these are actual photos of the back of that property. So on the top photo to the right, that is the studio. To the left is the existing residence. The second picture or the center picture is just a closer image of that same relationship, and then the bottom picture is more focused on the studio. I think what you can see there, and again, we didn't design it, but if I look at it from an architect's perspective, I see an effort to create a relationship between what is existing and what is new. So the height, the proportions, the slopes, they're all trying to achieve the same balance with existing residents. So I think it's trying the best that it can, that the original designer, to keep it looking like it was always part of the original property. These are images of that we created of the existing residence. So you at the top you have the front elevation, and the next elevation below that is the south elevation, the elevation relative to the studio, and the third elevation down is actually the east elevation, and then the bottom elevation is the elevation off of Bean Avenue. So that kind of gives you that the style and the proportion of the existing residence. Next photo, please. Next sheet, please. What we tried to do here was also show you that the scale of the studio is, I think, again, they were trying to create that relationship or that same proportions of all the properties around of it. So just the directly north of project is in front of this home, so it's in front of the existing residence. Directly east of it, if we go to the right of that picture and look down, that is where we unfortunately the photo I took didn't show that, but that is where in the back part of that property is the only part of the studio that you might actually see if you happen to be on 16th Street. Directly west and directly south. Well, directly west is just we're trying to give you a sense of the scale again of what's out there and how the studio is trying to be complementary to that. Directly south of the project, that is the building that is just behind this property. So that is probably, I would say, the closest building relative to where the placement of this studio is currently located. And this is just our rendering of what that as-built studio is, or what it looks like. Obviously, we have the photos of it, but this is just a rendering. If we go to the next page, you'll see some dimensions of the scale of the building, the slope of the building, just to give you a sense of, these are the heights that we're talking about for this project. And that was our rendering of that same image. So again, what we're trying to do is give you a sense of scale from the existing to the new, and well, they're both existing in this photo, but how the studio is trying to relate to the existing residents. And as far as materials, they did their best to stay with the stucco finish that looks very similar to it. The colors of the studio are very similar. The shingle roofs, they did their best to make it fit in with the original residence. That's all I have. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Who has questions? Who would like to begin with questions? Savannah or
Sure, I will. Do we have a photo of the south elevation of the new structure?
a photo, even an actual photo?
Yeah, of the existing south elevation. The advisory board had a comment about a south door, but I don't think we saw any photo of it.
Yeah, we don't have we don't have anything on file,
I
no.
think you can see in the if on Desiree's screen, if we go back to some of those exterior pictures, I think you can kind of make out the just the south portion. Let's see. You can kind of see on the top photo, if you are referring to the raised panel door that was requested, it is on the far right over there. We didn't during that the last meeting, they did request that a raised panel door maybe be put on that door, but it seems excessive just for the location of it, but we would be, willing to look at that. It's just it's a util it's kind of a basically that door goes into a small utility or shed area, and then it faces the very back corner of the lot, which is and there's a fence, existing fence there into the basically to the neighbors, I guess it's not really going to be visible to anybody back there. Certainly not from, you'd have to walk around clear to the back corner of the property to see it. So I don't know if that's a condition that we could possibly look at leaving the existing door on there versus a raised panel.
So the elevations showed a raised panel door along with the French doors also being divided light. Was that just the drawings don't match reality, or is it just wasn't it was proposed and not built that way? I'm just confused.
Paul, did you want to answer that one?
There might have been a correction required on our drawing, though. So I would defer to the actual images because those are the photo images that are there, right? I mean, the photographs are obviously what's actually currently constructed. So,
Okay.
are these the ones you're referring to, Savannah?
Yeah, they don't match existing, I guess was my question. And it wasn't because it was intended to look like this. It was just a mistake, I think. And then, but that's probably what clued in Armory Park because we typically see at least for doors, some panels and more detail to them. So I'm guessing that's why they had the comment. But I don't know if did they understand that this was just a mistake or that it, or that they just saw it, got excited and wanted that.
Do you remember that from the last meeting, Paul? Whether I think it was probably a mistake on the initial. I didn't catch it when Paul submitted these, so I'm not sure if that's. Yeah, Paul, do you have a comment? I know I didn't catch it when you submitted these to us that it didn't actually match with the reality of what was there.
My
That happened.
my question
Well,
is
I'm a little
what
confused.
Armory Park understood. Like what? I'm just trying to understand their comment.
I think
Is that
Armory Park n recognized the discrepancy. So I think they saw that. They did make a comment on that. So I think their comment was intentional. That their recommendation was
okay,
intentional.
okay, okay, okay. Got it. Got it. Okay, and then so our agenda item says it's a conversion, but I think it is a demo and new construction, and that it also needs to be classified as non-contributing. What's the process? Do we need to include anything or motion that makes that official or corrects that? That's maybe
So
that's from my caller. That's right.
contributing buildings require for demolitions require mayor and council approval. So since this is already it was already demolished, I will have to figure out what that process looks like. It might be similar to this where they're going to mayor and council to request demolition post hoc. I'll have to further investigate that because my initial understanding was that this was alterations, not a demolition.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Andrew.
Sure. You have a mechanical unit on the north side. Is that screened by an existing fence or landscaping? Or can you see that from the road?
There's a fence that screens that. Yeah, there's a gate that to access through the driveway, so it is enclosed there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I saw it in Street View, just it's out of date sometimes, so that works. And then I guess if we're treating this as new construction, we would need to recommend approval of the setback variance as well. So I want to make sure that that's accurate, how you have it shown on your plans, which I believe is 10 inches to the east property line.
It is accurate, has been surveyed, and this has gone through the process of zoning. If my I believe it's already been approved as a DDO, unless we're talking about something else.
Oh, did you do a DDO for this?
Yes, we did.
Gotcha. Okay, so we don't need to include that in our motion because we can you can get setback variances through the historic process without going through DDO. Just so that's normally how we see them come through, but good to know. That's all I have. I think the building is pretty compatible with the house. I don't really take issue with the flat panel on that door because of where it's located. It's really hard to see. And it's a utility space. So up to you, Savannah or Terry, if you guys want to support Armory Park's condition there. But otherwise I think I'm good.
I don't think it's needed. I think the door is fine because of its location. Anyway, Savannah, do you want to make the motion? Do you have notes?
Sure. I guess I don't quite understand if I need to say anything about it, any notes about its non-contributing status or that it is that the that needs to be corrected to be a new build, a demo and a new build or anything like that, or should I just
Well, I think you can mention that and leave it up to the HPO to deal with that we're okay with it
okay.
or whatever, right? Because I think we are. I mean, what are we supposed what can we do at this point?
Right, I just didn't know if I should include it in my motion, but I let me type that up
Would
for a
that be
minute.
yeah. Desiree, would that be helpful to have that in there? So
Sure. Yeah, I think either way, I mean, I think we understand the situation, but if you would like to, just for clarity, that's
well, and
fine
then
if
we
we
just
don't.
have a record of it. And then if you need to come back and have us do anything, we can.
Yes, that's
So,
true. Yeah, it would help.
Paul, did you say that you did a DDO?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
I'm just kind of surprised how you will be doing a DDO in an HPZ without it going through the historic review process. But if you did one, that's okay. They were just trying to help you here because if you have not done it, zoning is going
Yeah,
to
because
be.
that was originally that was our main concern was, my gosh, we're in a setback, very close to a setback, which includes fire rating issues, which we had to add to our drawings. But obviously, yeah, the encroachment into that setback was a major concern at the time. So that was one of the first things we pursued once we submitted the original documents.
Okay. And you have the
Well, would
DD,
it be
but.
helpful, Michael, would it be helpful for us to just say if the DDO has not been completed, we recommend the
Yes,
setback
Madam Chair.
issue?
It's preferred that way, Madam Chair, just in case.
Okay, you got that, Savannah?
Yeah.
Just cover all of our bases. This seems
Yeah.
kind of an out of whack case.
I
Just a
appreciate it.
little out
Thank
of
you.
whack.
Let's see. It's 10 inches on the west or the east,
East.
sorry.
Yeah.
It varies, but that's
Okay.
the smallest, yeah.
All right. I'm ready. All
Okay,
right. So
thank
on the
you.
matter of SD-1125-0018-0/TC-RES-0925-04525 at 424 East 16th Street, I move to recommend approval of the project as presented, including the note to clarify that the project is a demolition of a contributing garage and a new build, not a conversion. The new structure is no longer a contributor. And if the DDO is not completed, we recommend approval of the 10-inch setback on the east.
I'll second.
Is there a second? Okay, thank you. Is there a discussion? Oh, did we want to say anything about the door or just not the back door?
Think we were all good with it.
Think it's fine as is.
But do they need to correct their plans though?
Well, they probably should update the plans.
I mean, are
Yeah,
the
could we add
plans
that
necessary
update
for,
the plans
yeah,
as
okay.
needed?
I mean, I think both doors, right?
As necessary. Yeah. Or to reconcile the photographs with the drawings or what their intention is, whatever that is.
Say to match what is built.
Yeah. And Andrew, are you okay with that change?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Update the plans to match the existing doors as built. Is that okay?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so we're good. We're to vote. Are we ready? All right. I
Yes.
vote aye. How about Andrew and Savannah?
I.
Okay, so it passes 3-0 unanimously. Do you, applicant, do you know the next steps, or do you need Desiree to summarize those? If
I do not know the next steps, no.
okay, Desiree.
Sure. So we'll follow up with you following the meeting. We will share the recommendations from both Armory Park and the Plans Review Subcommittee with the department director who ultimately makes the decision. Because, as I mentioned, this was a demolition of a contributing building, it will likely need to get mayor and council approval. So we'll work with you through that process. But I think probably the best thing is for us to set up a time to check in after this within the next, maybe next week.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you. Thanks, Desiree. Thanks, Paul and Stuart. Okay, and Savannah, would you mind emailing us that motion? That would
Happy
be very
to.
helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to 4B, which is SD 0526-00071/TC-RES-0426-01972 at 3:30 South Third Avenue. Michael, this is also one of your cases. Would you like to summarize, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. This project before you today, this property has two contributing structures, the main house and a contributing garage at the rear of the property. The proposed project is to demolish a contributing garage and an attached carport at the rear of the lot, and to construct a new two-bay carport and an ADU. That is basically the main project today, is a demolition and new construction of an ADU. Just like it happened on the first case, you realize that Madam Chair and members of the subcommittee, this is a request for a demolition. And according to UDC section 5.8.10, mayor and council will have to give approval for the demolition of any contributing historic structure. And given that the building proposed for demolition is an accessory structure to the main residence, in this instance, the Director of Planning and Development Services has waived the requirement of reasonable economic use documentation, which is outlined in the Code 5.8.10.E.2.A. So that requirement will be waived when the applicant will have to go before mayor and council. This project was reviewed. Amery Park reviewed the proposed project on May 19, 2026, and recommended approval with the following conditions. One, that the debris block be replaced with appropriate material, such as neighborhood appropriate bricks with pattern openings. Two, they recommend that a different material be chosen for the screening element on the transom above the doors at the storage unit on the east side to include either metal, mesh, or brick element. And three, that the doors and windows be metal clad woods. That was the recommendation from Amery Park. Staff,
yeah, thank you. Go ahead.
If this goes before mayor and council and the demolition for approval and the demolition is approved, it will require full architectural historic documentation will need to be submitted to staff for review and approval because it is a contributing property. That is per ordinance 1077, which says that all properties 50 years plus will need this documentation.
But since they're proposing demolition, this would be the replacement plan, correct? That they're showing?
No, the documentation is not the replacement plan, Madam Chair. It's just
no, but this, but remember, yeah, but we don't like to just say it's fine to demolish unless there's a replacement plan, but documentation. So we're required to agree with the, well, to make a recommendation on the demolition, correct?
Yes,
and the
Madam
mitigation
Chair.
Of the, right. And so is it appropriate for us to, well, it probably is appropriate for us to look at the replacement plan at the same time. And I have
yes.
a question.
Why, we're looking at both today.
Right. Why in the world would they waive the economic hardship? Because that sort of that undermines the whole demolition ordinance. That people can just willy-nilly demolish whenever they feel like it because they want to build an ADU to make more money and rent it or whatever they want to do with it. Right? I mean, I'm curious about that. I mean, why would the director waive that?
I can answer. So, I mean, I think we should listen to the presentation and see the building. It is a secondary structure at the rear, and many HPZs, these types of buildings, not all of them are considering contributing, right? In Armory Park, many of them
exactly.
are. And Armory Park, I don't think Michael got to that part of his comments yet, but they recommended approval. So, yeah, it's not a commercial building, right? So it's not an income producing property. And so it's not completely relevant, right, to talk about kind of use. So I think because it's secondary, because of its condition, it's not an income producing property. That is why that specific requirement was waived.
Okay, but if we agree with the demolition and say that we recommend documentation of the building, that's possible, right? And then go on to the other part of the
yes,
case.
And so that's what Michael was talking about. It's required. So the demolition of any building 50 years and older in the city of Tucson, even if it's not a historic building or in a district, historic district, requires documentation. He's just saying full documentation is required, which includes both photos and a floor plan of the existing building.
And elevations, yes, or just photos in floor plan.
Just photos and a floor plan.
Just photos, photos and floor plan.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead.
Yeah, I think Israel has stated most of the things that I was going to say. The only thing that I will add again is when you look at the standards that we look at here, look at item 17, which talks about enclosures. The only note that we have here, staff, is that the breeze block are not commonly found in HPZ. I think that is why Henry Park was recommending that you should look for alternative material. So this,
Okay.
with that, we'll conclude staff presentation to you, and just we know it's going to be reviewed by mayor and council, and we feel that, like Desiree said, this is a secondary structure. It is not going to significantly impact a lot on the property, and so I think that is why our director also said the economic distinction should be waived. That will end staff presentation. If there are any further questions on this, either on the process or where we go from here, we can answer before I turn it over to the applicant, Mr. Bob Lanning.
Okay, Andrew or Savannah, do you have any questions before Bob presents?
No.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Bob, let me make you the
Okay.
focus here. We have it. Don't have it just yet. Yeah, it's not.
Okay, I was able to make him co-host.
Oh, okay. Twice.
Should we start with, so I'm Bob Lanning and I'm here with Serena Wall from my office. Should we start with the demolition submittal
Yes.
and go to the new? Yes.
Yes, please. So
Okay.
Serena, how would you spell that? Serena Wall, Wall, Wall.
Wahl.
And Serena, Serena.
That is correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we here's the application for the demolition. Basically, the main story is Richard Steen is my client. He's not here today. He wasn't able to make it on, but he came to us and said, "Can we do a project?" I went out into their backyard. I said, "Sure." And he said, "Because of the nature of the site, we'd like to place it, and the fact that this existing accessory structure is in the condition that you can see here," he said, "I'd like to put it right here. It's right kind of in the middle of the parcel. You'll see when we get to the site plan that it's pretty far away from railroad to the west, and it's completely behind the main structure to on Third Avenue to the east." So, but here's the structure that we're talking about. It's 400 something square feet, 300 something square feet. You can see it's kind of marginal, I guess, is what I would characterize as. I mean, I knew we'd have to go through this demolition process of documenting it because we always do. I was not aware at the time of this that we would have to be going to mayor and council, but it is what it is. But when Armory Park looked at this, they agreed with us that it made sense that we could replace it, and that would make good sense for this particular project. But here we've been looking at all the elevations of that existing structure. And then here's the assessor's information. And then here is the 1993 HPZ submittal for Armory Park for this for the accessory structure right here. There's the assessor's, here's the site plan. And you can see it's in the kind of in the middle of the parcel, middle slash slightly west.
You can see the structure itself is the dark outline, and then there's an attached carport to the west and another attached, somewhat smaller structure, kind of a shed off to the east. And then the next photo, or the next, there's the floor plan of the structure that's to be demolished. So it is in disrepair. I mean, I guess the photos kind of suggest that. But we thought rather than occupy a distinct and new part of this parcel, that it made sense to do our new project, at least in part, in this location. So that's what we did. Should I now go on to the new proposal?
Well, let me ask Commissioner or PRS members, do you have any questions about the demolition presentation?
Not
I'm
about
good.
the demolition itself. Can you go back to, it's like one of the first pages of your application where you've circled things in red. There it says a number three, is structure eligible for or listed on the National Register, and you've circled no. Is that correct, or should it be yes?
It should have been
It should be yes.
yes. We didn't know that was contributing at the time.
Gotcha. That's fine. I'll just make sure that gets corrected before it goes to mayor and council.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay, thank you. Anything, Savannah?
No, that's
Okay.
good.
Okay, so yeah, go on with your presentation for what you plan to do.
So here's the beginnings of the mini page submittal. This is the application. And if we go on down, here's the historic property inventory for the principal structure, which we're not, of course, touching whatsoever. There's the accessory structure. There's the assessor's information. Here's the assessor's parcel located. Here's what's called the development, or the development zone, as you know. And we're kind of right in the middle. Now I see that little C there. I just flat out wasn't paying attention, but the little C is there on that little bitty guy in the rear. Here are the contributing properties photographs in our development zone. They're all addressed. They're all in the development zone, principal structures. Our structure is these right here. Here's at the bottom center is the fence line that you see from Railroad, which is to the is the North South Street to the west. And then to the bottom right, that's looking in the yard at the existing accessory structure from the south and west. Here's the aerial photograph of the parcel. You can see the existing structure and the existing carport to the top, which is north and slightly west of halfway. Here's our proposed site plan. So we have a new carport established or proposed right where that existing structure is. And then a breezeway to its immediate south. And then we're calling it a workshop. I heard you guys refer to it as an ADU. I guess they're kind of, terms are interchangeable. But Richard Steen wants to use this for his art studio, and then secondarily as a place for guests to stay if they don't mind staying in an art studio that's a working art studio. And then to the west of all, and so this is all we're talking about: the new carport, the new breezeway, and the new workshop, all enclosed by a single large shed roof, which you'll see in the elevations. And then to the west of that, he's just got basically a parking area, and that existing fence line that's on the west there, that's 30 feet off of this structure. That's the fence line that separates the parcel from additional parking and then railroad. So this is pretty far into the parcel off of railroad, 50 something feet actually. What is it? 53 feet. off of Railroad, so in past a 6-foot fence. So visibility is somewhat diminished by those things. Here's the floor plan. We have the carport at the north, two-car carport. Its walls are on two sides are CMU masonry. And then it's got masonry posts, 16 inch by 16 inch masonry posts along the western edge of the entire structure, both in front of the carport, as you can see there on the west, and then all the way down in front of the new workshop. So, and those we'll get to in a second. Those were the breeze block suggestion was that we're totally fine with looking at the alternative that was mentioned by Emery Park. And then you can see there's a breezeway between the carport and the workshop. The workshop is basically got a drop-down bed for if it does end up being a guest sleeping quarters, but for the most part, Richard's going to use it as a art studio. And then there's a little bitty kitchenette and then a bathroom. And then a pair of French doors also opening to the south, which is a little bitty outdoor area on the south as well. So, and then here are the elevations of the new structure. The ones that are in, I don't know where to start. I guess I'll start top left. That's the north elevation, which is basically from the property to the north looking back. And then right below that, there's a section, and that's through the breezeway. And then right below that, section two is through the workshop and the main room, and then also the little bathroom. And then to the top right is the proposed east elevation, which faces Richard Steen's backyard. In the backyard, oh, by the way, we're building this right on the edge of where the existing backyard starts, and it's a very well-kept, it's landscaped very well. It's got a small pool, and that's going to remain as is, that all that in the back. But looking from that existing rear yard towards the new structure, that's what you'd see, this east elevation, which is on the top right. Then the south elevation is below that, which is there's the pair of French doors that open up onto the little yard on the immediate south. And then below that, this is maybe the most important elevation. These two below that are the west elevation. This first one shows that breeze block that is a question mark that we can talk about when we get to that. And below that is how you'd see that same west elevation from Railroad with the 6-foot steel fence between you and it. So then back to the breeze block. This was Richard Steen's idea. He said, why can't we use this breeze block? And I thought, yeah, there are some precedents for a breeze block in Armory Park, but it was pointed out to me that all the breeze block that's currently in Armory Park is on. There's a couple of hotels I can think of, at least one where I've seen the breeze block, but neither of them are, in retrospect, I should have thought of this, but neither of those are exactly from historic periods that we're trying to deal with here in this project, because those are from, like, say, over on the downtown Clifton. That was from the 60s, that kind of thing. So there's a couple that I can think of, but they're from sort of mid-century modern. And so that design element is really from just a different historic time. So when Armory Park saw this, they said the same thing. They're the ones that kind of alerted us to this. They said, really, it's not appropriate for this particular location on Third and Railroad with the existing principal structure being built in 1897. And so we asked Armory Park, well, what are some other options to allow for some kind of masonry screening, but would also allow for air to move through? And they suggested for some kind of a brick or even burnt adobe, but I think mostly we were thinking of brick that could be laid up in a skipped pattern where there's basically it would be exposed brick, but with some ventilation holes in it and some sort of a pattern. And we thought that was great. So Richard Steen loved that idea, and so we said yes to that. And so that's how that went. And then, what were the other Armory Park comments? The second one was about the screen on the elevation on the east elevation, the top right. There's some skinny screens above those two storage areas. And we could do anything. We had suggested that it was going to be some sort of steel screening, but I'm not sure. I think we could leave it wide open. We were just literally trying to come up with a way to allow some air movement through the carport, through from east to west. That's all. Maybe we should talk about that further, but I would be willing to entertain some kind of steel fabric, or what we had proposed, even maybe nursery screening in some kind of a steel frame. And they were wondering about that. And now I'm thinking maybe we should just leave it wide open, just with a frame around the openings, and leave them open for the breeze to flow through. And then I think the third thing that Armory Park mentioned was that all of the windows, we had said clad wood windows, but we hadn't really, and doors, but we hadn't really exactly said steel clad wood or wood clad with steel cladding, which is acceptable, but that's what we were planning on doing. But I think they just wanted to make us aware that that needed to be as part of the approval, that it would be steel clad wood. And there's a ton of different companies that make those. So
Correct.
that's all. I think that's it in a nutshell, but I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, let's start with either Savannah or Andrew.
Sorry, I'm unmuted now. I can start. The
Okay.
roofing on the two little storage pop-outs, is that also corrugated metal? Is that what you're proposing?
Did we not even call it out there? We did not. Well, now that's not good. I think it should be corrugated steel.
Okay. You can do if you it looks low slope, so I think you can do like a modified bitumen like roll roofing. It just can't be white per the Armory Park guidelines.
Okay.
And it's not facing the street, so if you want to do something like that. Yeah, I think on the opening the high openings, the ventilation ones, I think that'd be fine, just left open. They face interior to the property, so I don't think it's really a big issue. I agree with them on the breeze block for sure too. I do like the idea of the kind of skip pattern, CMU. I assume you would just stucco that CMU or something, or were you going to do something like an exposed masonry?
Well, I thought we'd stucco the masonry posts, and then in between where the brick would be, I would think if it's going to be some sort of a skip pattern brick, I would think the brick would be exposed. And the reason for that is it's going to be awful hard to stucco with hundreds of
Okay.
small holes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, because their design guidelines, yeah, if you do like brick, like a true brick, that's perfectly fine. They don't want to see, I think, like exposed CMU. So even if you did like a 4x8x16 CMU, I think they would still want that stuccoed. So
Yeah.
yeah, I think as long as it's a brick,
Like a red brick, really.
I think you're okay. The one thing here, and I think it'll be screened, but just want to confirm, I assume you'll have a like a mini split or something on here. Is that going to be the heat pump located in a place where it's screened from view from the street?
Yeah, did we not put that on the?
We haven't talked about that.
Oh, boy.
So,
It's okay. I know you have the full height fence in the back.
Yeah,
So
I
just
think it
if
would go
it's
on the south at grade, the condensing unit, and then let's say it's a mini split, which I assume it would be because it's literally one room. That could be located inside on the wall, and then yeah, the condensing unit outside, kind of at grade, right south of say that bathroom wall or something like that.
okay. And do you have like a low fence in the front side yard that so you wouldn't be able
Yes.
to? Okay. Okay. I think I'm good here with with all of the suggestions. So I'll open it up to Savannah
Yeah,
or Terry.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you, Andrew. So you're saying that the just open ventilation openings over those garage into the garage, right? Framing an open long rectangle over each door.
Yeah, I
You're
think
on
that's
mute.
fine. I think that's fine. Like smaller punched openings, like more square, would probably be more appropriate, but they're internal facing to the property, so I don't know that it truly matters
But
to
with
me,
no
honestly.
screening or anything, just open right into there.
Yeah, I think just
And
open is
no.
fine.
But what about they? So Armory Park didn't like any screening.
Yeah, I wasn't really clear what
I'm confused by this.
they
what
didn't.
they took issue with.
I think they just didn't. They wanted to see an alternative to that. I think they recommended brick. We can look back at their motion, right? Something
Or I think this
like
is for
that.
the small narrow openings on the east side of the carport.
Above the doors
Yeah.
there.
Okay.
I
They just
guess
didn't like
open's fine. The metal. I think they just didn't like what was proposed, but they were open to other ideas.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Savannah. If
Okay, yeah, well, I mean, I'll start there. I think again, because it faces the inside of the property. Anything goes. Anything you've proposed or open seems fine to me. I mean, there's already a breezeway through the structure, right? So I think open seems fine. The offset brick masonry sounds really nice too. I like that idea. When I first saw this, I was wondering what their hesitation was, and I think it's probably because it's CMU, breeze block. I've recently used breeze brick, which maybe would be some compromise as well. It comes from Mexico. It's real pretty, but it sort of has that mid-century look, so I like the option that you're considering now. And then finally, the corrugated roofing changes to a polycarbonate above the breezeway, right? Just to let light in. Is that the idea? And
Yes, that is the idea. Richard Steen is a he's a very much an amateur landscape architect in a lot of ways. He has a lot of plants, and he wants to use that breezeway in part to move plants around and have plants growing in there. And he thought it would be better if we had let light through from the from above. That's all. It's about
nice. Yeah, no, I
our
think
plants. Yeah.
it's a lovely idea. I've used it before too. I wasn't sure if it ever been used in Armory Park before, if they have any hesitation to it, but I think it's such a small amount and so far back, it's also just fine and nice. So think that's it. No, nice work. Thank you.
Great. So, which one of you wants to do the motion first about the demolition, and then with the documentation for that, and then the art studio?
I can do it. Do you want those as separate motions or just as one?
What would you want to have? I think we could do a two-part motion, don't you, Desiree?
Either is fine, but I mean, one motion is also fine.
Yeah, it's not like we have 25 people to ask if they vote I or nay. So go ahead. You could do them separately.
I think the documentation is basically a staff review, but if the subcommittee wants to make a motion on it, that's fine too.
Well, I mean, one could always say, Recommend approval of the demolition with the understanding that documentation required documentation will be completed, that will be reviewed by staff or something like that. I think I like to have a little more documentation so people know what process is when they come back and comment on it. Andrew, are you still thinking?
Yeah, I was just getting some
Yeah.
wording in there for that. Okay.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to know. I didn't want you to think we fell off faces here or something.
Okay, let me get my case number real quick and then I will go for it.
Oh, I was going to say also, like, let's remind you just to update the plans, add the stuff about the roof and blah, blah, blah. Just update the plans as needed. Excuse me.
Okey-doke. Alrighty. Muted, yes. All right. On the matter of item 4B, case SD05260071/TCRES04260192, located at 330 South 3rd Avenue, I move to recommend approval of the demolition and proposed replacement plan as presented with the following conditions. One, that the demolition of the contributing historic accessory structure is acceptable and documentation should be provided per UDC requirements for staff review. Two, the proposed breeze block on the west elevation should be replaced with a more appropriate material, such as red clay brick with a skip pattern to allow air movement. Three, clarify the doors and windows to be metal clad wood. Four, the upper east side carport ventilation openings should be left open without metal screening. Five, update the plans to indicate the roofing material of the storage pop-outs.
Nice. Okay. Savannah, will you second?
I will second.
Ooh, do we lose Savannah? Please say no. Oh, thank you.
I heard
Okay,
us,
is there
yeah.
discussion? Okay, I have to hold on a second. I have to go off video, maybe save bandwidth there. I will vote aye, Andrew.
Aye.
Savannah?
Aye.
Great, thank you. It passes unanimously. Now, Bob, you know the drill, or do you need some clarification on anything?
I guess my next, I do have one, I do need one clarification, and that is who, I've never done the mayor and council thing before, and is that still on the docket, which I assume that it is, and do I arrange that, or does staff arrange that? How does that work?
I can
Desiree.
chime in. Sure. So staff will arrange that. We'll work with you on those next steps.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Thank you. What was I going to say? All right. So let's move on to item five, current issues for information discussion. 5A is minor reviews.
Get one minor issue. Yeah, Madam Chair, we have done a couple of minor reviews since our last meeting, and as again, Andrew has been of great help to us. One, the very most recent was a 616 East Fifth Street. They have, which is for a roof replacement. One of the roof was for the main house, and then the same project, the same address had proposed an addition with a different type of roof, and they came back now and they wanted to replace that roof. So there were two projects at 616 East Fifth Street for roof. I just sent out to Andrew, I believe, three other projects for minor review. One for 668 South Main Avenue for a solar panel. One for 611 East Fifth Street for a residential pool, and one for 444 East University for a solar panel. The 668 South Main is in the barrio. The 611 East Fifth Street and 444 East University, they are both in West University. And the first one at 616 East Fifth Street is also in West University. Those are the minor reviews that we have in our docket right now. There are many more, but these are the ones that are processed to the level of PRS review.
Thank you. 5B is appealed.
We do not have any pending appeals at this point in time, Madam Chair.
Thank you. 5C is zoning violations.
Same routine. We keep
Usual.
the usual.
Okay. 5D is review process issues. Does anyone want to share a review process issue?
No, I
I'm
did
just
have
gonna
one
go ahead.
question. Just for the mayor and council hearings on, I guess, both of these projects, is there a notice that gets sent out, like, or is there an appeal window? I'm just curious because I know I'm thinking back to like another case that went through mayor and council and there was appeals and everything.
You want to answer that or me?
Yeah, the mayor and council hearing is done. It's a public notification. Members of the public, anybody who wants to comment on the project can participate, but you have to put in your name, and then they usually give like maybe a minute or two for people to comment either for or against the project.
And I'll just add all full reviews have an appeal period of 14 days. I am not sure if that's different in these cases, but at minimum, it would be that. So I would have to double check if there's an additional
No, it's not
appeal.
different. They, in fact, the appeal period, the 14-day appeal period is when the decision has been rendered. This decision is going to be made by mayor and council. It's not a director's decision. The director's decision has a 14-day appeal period. This one is going to be the decision is going to be made by mayor and council.
Okay. I'm not going to appeal. I was just curious. Thanks.
Well, especially you voted on it in motion. But it's interesting. So they're going to have to get the demolition approval, obviously, before they move ahead with doing this with the replacement plan. So that was good. I like that motion. Anyone else for review process? Okay, item six is future agenda items for upcoming meetings. I did want to mention that I texted Blake and I said we're missing him at PRS. So I'm going to have a call with him and see if what's going on because last time he had a family issue and this time I don't know what the issue is. And with four on the subcommittee, we have to have all three of us. So I'm trying to think. I rack my brain all the time about other potential additions, and I'm not sure I have any right now. Okay, so what's it look like on July 9th?
We do
That was
have
right.
two cases from West University. that appear ready to be reviewed. So we'll at least have those. We'll also have, let's see, on the 23rd, so the following meeting, the Fox Theater is ready to come back for a courtesy review because they have some more refined plans that
Okay.
they want to share. And then we also have the two historic landmark nominations that will come when they're ready, most likely either the 9th or the 23rd, or perhaps one of each.
It'd be nice to have one of each possibly, but we could talk about it. Let me know when you get that in.
Okay.
It's refreshing to just have two cases today, just for a little tiny break.
Yes.
Any questions from PRS members? You're all very good natured. Thank you for being here today. And if there's nothing else, we will be adjourned at 2:16, and everyone will email their motions, and Desiree will be happy that we're helping.
Yes, thank you.
And I will review quickly. And so I know that it's a lot for you guys. I don't think there was anything else we were going to talk about today, right? I don't think so. So, all righty. Well, thank you very much. Have a good evening. Take
Thank
care.
you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.